From the leading personal injury and workers' compensation lawyers of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg, this is the Chicago Injury Alert.
Mail carriers in Illinois ask for protection from dog attacks. Postal officials in Vermilion County, Illinois, are considering changing their mail delivery system after reports of a growing number of dog attacks on mail carriers. Georgetown residents who fail to control their pets may soon find themselves collecting their own mail. Three mail carriers in the area have suffered dog bites since January, and one of them is still undergoing physical therapy after landing in the emergency room. According to Georgetown Postmaster Alicia Ford, the victim received stitches on her wrist and is likely to be away from work for more than a month. She described this situation as kind of a domino effect on how it affects everything within the Postal Service. Mail carriers filed 25 complaints in 13 delivery days. They reported feeling threatened by dogs on customers' property during mail deliveries. The United States Postal Service said that while they understand that dogs are protecting residents' property, pet owners need to be more responsible and aware. The Postal Service met with City Hall to discuss the problem. They said that if dog attacks continue to occur, mail carriers will stop delivering mail to those houses. Ford said postal officials are considering various options to address the issue. One consists of using a centralized delivery system that would require residents in problem areas to pick up their mail from mailboxes at drop stations. Ultimately, the main goal is to protect the carrier, said Ford. The carriers have the right to come into work and be safe and to go home. The post office plans to mail postcards reminding homeowners to control their dogs, have documentation showing rabies vaccinations, and prevent them from running wild.
This podcast may be freely shared in its original format but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Listening and or subscribing to the Chicago Injury Alert will not create an attorney-client relationship. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. This podcast is property of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg of Chicago, Illinois. All rights reserved.